As of midnight, the nation moved down to level 3. And to give us some advice about what that means is Anai, Dr. Nehru Leavasaa. He is a member of the Board of Trustees for Fairburn Primary School in Otahuhu. He is also a fellow of the Royal New Zealand College of General Practitioners. He has been a general practitioner and a sports doctor in Mangere for many years, directed two charitable health trusts, and owns a healthcare business, Beta Drive Doctors, there in Mangere. He's also on the line to us. Tā alofa lava, Anai, and thank you so much for joining us.
Tā alofa tuati and tā alofa to all our listeners.
Now, could you tell us, before we start talking about level three, what inspired you to become a doctor?
So I grew up in Mangere, and as a teenager, I went through, I was diagnosed with left knee bone cancer. So it was a rough time in my teenage years, secondary school, and then my bone cancer led to having spread to my left lung, so I had lung cancer as well. So I guess it was one of those things where I saw clinicians treating me and I thought, look, if I'm going to survive this whole cancer ordeal, that I'll want to go to med school and become a clinician myself and just really, treat people the way that I was treated as a teenager. So, yeah, that's my brief sort of take on how I became a doctor. Yeah.
So obviously those doctors had a real impact on you.
Yeah, they definitely did. So Beta Drive is owned by Dr. Cyril Fortai, and growing up in Mangere, he was my GP. So him and Dr. Julia Walker, they treated me going through my cancer and then getting dealt with the orthopedic guys in oncology. So it was really our Pacifica doctors that really inspired me, like Dr. Fortai and Dr. Julia Walker. So they on the ground sort of treatment and, inspired from those who are in our local area.
So it must be quite a feeling. It must be like having watched an All Black legend from the sideline, and now you get to play with those guys.
Yeah, definitely. It's one of those things when over the years you see them as one of your heroes growing up, and then to actually start working alongside them as well is pretty awesome. Yeah, really happy.
Yes, and under COVID-19, we've gone from level 4 down to level 3, Anai. What can we do in level 3 that we weren't able to do in level 4? Or what does level 3 mean in general for us?
So in general, it's still we still have to be cautious, meaning that you stay home, stay in your bubble, limit your travel to essential trips. However, with level 3, the additions is that you can now extend your bubble. So bringing in close family members or caregivers or those who are isolated in the community that's part of your family that you want to bring into a bubble. But it's also to keep mindful that it's still good to keep it small and obviously try to not increase that bubble where you can pretty much endanger getting the unnecessary risks of getting COVID if you were to make that bubble a bit larger. So that's one. And then the other thing is about exercising. So I know a lot of our families have been going out, getting some fresh air. So now it's not only your neighbourhood, but also your region that you can extend a little bit further for your exercise as well. And now with our businesses and online stores being able to operate again, but still with those restrictions, no face-to-face contact with customers. So those are the three main changes for level 3.
What about schooling as far as our children are concerned, please, Anai?
Yes, with schooling, we still have our... So today's a teachers-only day, so from tomorrow, schools will be open for those families that have to return back to work. So the schools will get a register that our parents can lodge their kids on their register, and then they're able to return back to school. But again, with the schools, they're still keeping to strict precautions as well, keeping that small bubble of class, keeping that social distancing from kids, which obviously it's quite hard to do with our kids. But but it's still keeping to those precautions because of the risk.
So if parents do have some concern and the kids can stay at home safely, they can stay at home?
So that option is it's preferred that if your kid can stay at home, please do so. But if it's for those parents that really need to return back to work, which is part of that 400,000 workers that are returning back in level three, if you have to, then there is that opportunity for kids to return back to school. But with level three, the main thing is if you can have your child stay at home with other members, then please do so.
Now, caring for our elders is something that's very important to our Pacific cultures.
Yeah, it's especially during lockdown, and that's part of the whole extending the bubble, if you would, for caring for those elderly that were by themselves during level four, so now you can extend to include them as well. But other things that we can help with the folk that probably cannot be included into the bubble is making sure that they get connected to their friends, family and church members, making sure that we keep in touch with phone calls or radio programs to keep them up to date as well. And it's a great opportunity for those elderly folk that who are in your bubble to spend some time with our younger folk as well, just sharing about things about their background, the history, and I guess more whakonga, all those good things that our younger folk can get exposed to with our elderly families. Yeah.
Now, I see that there are testing stations throughout the country now. Can our people just walk up or drive up to those testing stations, or are there steps they need to take before they do go to any of those testing stations?
Yeah. So we still have, it's still encouraged for people to ring the health line if you're concerned on 0800-358-5453, or ring up your doctor as well if you have concerns, just to discuss your case. But there is opportunity for those at the testing sites to just to attend, and then you can discuss with the on-site doctor as well. So there is that two mechanisms, but we find that it gets things done quicker if our families were to ring up their doctor or ring up the health line to get more information to direct where they can go. Because now with level three, it's not only those testing sites, but we also have designated practices, so GP clinics that are able to test anyone as well and do their full assessment. And there's also urgent care clinics now that are open for testing. So it was not only those testing sites, about 80 of them throughout the whole country, but now we've opened up about 50 new general practices who are able to test. So yeah, so that's that first thing. But if you live near one and you can't get you can't ring to get more information because Healthline may be blocked or getting overwhelmed, of course, or your doctor is getting really busy, of course, then you can still present to those testing sites for further treatment.
Now, over the weekend, we've had reports from America where they're saying that our Pacifica people there are getting COVID-19 at 2 to 3 times the rate that the general population is catching it. Was that part of the fear and the concerns that the Ministry of Health had here in New Zealand with regards to our own communities and why they have specifically set aside funding to make sure our communities get the message?
Yes, definitely that was the concern with New Zealand and with the MOH, the Ministry of Health. We really pushed to make sure that there was an equity lens in terms of their strategies to control COVID-19. So what we're seeing overseas in the United States, I think it was about at least 4 states that were seeing a lot more case numbers, 2 to 3 times for Pacifica families California and Utah was a couple of them. And they face the same challenges as we do here. So our cultural practices, living together in big groups, but also the comorbidities, the medical issues that we face as Pacifica. So what's happened there is maybe the strategies to control it weren't applied. And I think we can learn from and be grateful for the strategies we've had here, level four, level three, and try not to mirror what's happening overseas. So I guess for us, Pacifica in level three, in any type of level anyway, it's just to be more cautious and try not to, extend our bubble too much or not keeping to the social distancing. So it's something that we should learn from with overseas measures and make sure that we keep to the plan here in New Zealand.
Great. And I, Neri Leavasa, thank you so much for your time. Appreciate the work that you do for our community.
All right. Thank you to Ati and thank you to our listeners. Cheers.
That is Anai Neru Leavasa, GP from Beta Drive Doctors, right here on Early Edition with ETE 531 PI Pacific.